ध्यायामो धवलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं अन्तस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। So we are continuing with the fourth shloka of Kaupina Panchakam or Yati Panchakam. So in the world, so currently as we experience the world that we experience, there is always sorrow from one source or the other. So Dukkam alone is the experience that a person has from the external world. So we only experience Dukkam each and every minute. So there are a lot of rain, snow, storms happening in everywhere. It's not just in one country, but everywhere. You know, people will say like it's due to global warming or global cooling, whatever it is, but there are so many problems that are there in the world. The world is filled with problems throughout, like it's not just once a day or at one point of time. So always, so that's why Krishna says, Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yonaya yevate adhyantavanta kaunteya nateshu ramate buddhaha. So we see that like the sensual pleasures or the pleasures that we get by sense contact or contact of sense organs with sense objects, those are seeds of sorrow. They are seeds of sorrow because adhyantavanta, they have a beginning and an end. So there is a beginning, there is an end. So it begins like sense contact happens, or like just sense objects themselves have a beginning and an end, and because they are being created, so whatever is created is temporary, which means it will vanish, it will die. So that means whatever is created will take birth and die. So when our sense organs come in contact with the sense objects, so sense contact or object perception of objects, that also has a beginning. You know, objects have a beginning, they also have they should have a beginning. So that which has a beginning and an end is a source of sorrow. So it will not protect us, it will not help us eternally. It will be there one day, it will vanish the very next day. So as Amma says, like we should always live life like a bird living on a branch and on a branch of the tree. So the bird eats, the bird sleeps, the bird nourishes its children. So everything, it does everything that it has to do in the branch itself, living in the branch itself. But it always remains alert because it knows that any time a strong wind comes, then the branch will not protect itself. Therefore, it remains alert, ready to fly when a strong wind strikes. So in the same way, we have to live in this world, remembering everything from this body unto the till the entire world that we perceive to be an illusion. Illusions can give us temporary happiness. Illusions cannot give us eternal bliss. Eternal happiness cannot be achieved through them. They will give us only sorrow. Sorrow and sorrow alone in the long run. So anityam asukam lokam imam prapya bhajasvama. Having attained this temporary sorrowful world, seek refuge in me. So seek Brahman. So well, since we have attained, like we are experiencing this temporary sorrowful world, therefore the way out is through contemplating or contemplation on Ishvara. So that is what a sadhaka has to do, and as we saw, a yati, a kaupina dhari, is a person swananda bhave paritushtimantaha aharnisham brahma suke ramantaha. He ever relishes, rejoices in brahma sukam, in bliss of Brahman. So if we just remember in our mind that there is only Brahman present here, so whatever we see, duality that we see objects as changing, we see like differences, we see one day it is raining, the other day it is snowy, another day it is sunny. So one day we have money and another day we don't have. One day we are healthy, hale and hearty. Hale and hearty is the right word, I guess, yeah. Hale and hearty. The very next day we become, get a very contagious disease, or let's say like a disease which is very painful. So all those will happen. Changes are part of this world. The world is filled with changes. Changes will happen over and over in this world. A sadhaka should remember that changes are part of this world, and thereby focus on Brahman. Contemplate, concentrate on Brahman in the mind while experiencing external world. So what does Vedanta do? Vedanta doesn't, like, ideally or frankly speaking, Vedanta does what time does for us. So time is considered the greatest healer. So time, there are a couple, a husband and a wife, they both love each other very much. One day the husband dies, passes away. So the wife becomes very sad. So the wife remains sad. So this sorrow is like one of a peak sorrow. So the sorrow stays for 1 year, 2 years maybe, maybe 3 years, maybe 5 years. After that, she gets adjusted. So time, that's why Kanchi Paramacharya says, time is a healer. Time heals. So time, as time passes by, the person gets healed. What does Vedanta do? So as Tejomi Ananda says, how does Vedanta help us? So Vedanta is kind of an accelerator. So Vedanta takes us to a state where when something bad happens, we say, oh, it happened. So what? It's okay. It's okay, no problem. I forgot the exact word, like he, what then or what so, something like that is what Tejomi Ananda says. So what, yeah, so what? So what? If this happens, so what? So what requires many years to heal, Vedanta heals that very quickly. So it is just a struggle of reducing the time and getting healed immediately, instantly. It's a person who is able to heal himself very quickly, instantly, is a Jivan Mukta, is a realized person. Such a person, first of all, will not get affected. So if something bad happens, immediately his hand is cut, immediately he'll say, oh, what, so what? The body is just an illusion, everything is Brahman. So the person will be able to repeat himself very quickly, adjust to worldly situations. And so again, worldly situations will not even arise if we aren't part of the world. So that is where the sadhana of getting detached from the external world should be implemented in the mind. So we have to continuously repeat in the mind that this world is just an illusion. Whatever exists is Brahman. One Brahman alone exists. So that is what we have to continuously repeat. When we continuously repeat that, then attachment towards the world, attachment towards the objects and people of the world will automatically drop off. So people who ask, I have one passion, I have two passion, I have three passion, I am passionate about this, I have this like, I have that like, I like this, I hate this. So raga dvesham, I have so much problems. So people who say like I have so much problems, a sadhaka should be aware of his problems and he should work towards overcoming them. So concentrating under that I am in bondage, I am in bondage, I am in bondage is not the purpose of Vedanta. When Vedanta says you are in bandham, you are an ajnani, what it means is that will, that knowledge that I am an ajnani will bring us out of the delusion that I am happy and make us strive towards happiness. So if we have to strive towards happiness, we should first know that we are not happy. But people will just focus on I am not happy, I am not happy, I am not happy, and never seek happiness. So that is the state like many people would be. So that is not what is to be done. Vedanta says people are in sorrow, people are suffering, people are in bondage. But Vedanta also says don't focus too much on that. Since you are suffering, anityam asukam lokam imam prapya. Since you are in sorrow, come out of that sorrow. And coming out of that sorrow is very simple. Just remembering Brahman in the mind. Remembering that this entire world is filled in and out with Brahman. If we are able to do that, then a person would be able to overcome all problems. Like problems will cease to be problems first of all. If I am not the body, if I am not like part of this world that I currently experience, then what is their problem? There will be no problem. Oh, I don't have money, no problem. I don't have food, no problem. Because I am not this body. The body needs food. The body needs money for sustenance. I am not the body. If I am not the body, then where can there be any problem? All the problems, or most of the problems in the world that we experience are with respect to either the body notion or the mind getting attached. So I am not the mind, I am not the body. So if that notion is there, then even if the body exists, even if the mind exists, even if this entire world exists, such a person will not get affected at all. Such a person will never get affected, and that is the state of a yati. So dehadi bhavam parivartayantah. So he remains a mere witness. Parivartayantah, parivartanam. Parivartanam means changes. So parivartayantah, parivartanam. The changes of the body, dehadi. Dehadi means you can say body, mind, intellect, ego. So the, all the changes of all of this, parivartayanta, he will just, parivartanam, he will just see. So we can witness the changes of the body only if we are not the body. So that is what is meant here. So he sees the changes of the body and the mind. Seeing the changes of the body is only possible when we are not the body. And just seeing, okay, we can say, oh, I am not my father's body, but still I am. I see my father's body. But the difference there is, I don't remain with just seeing my father's body. I react to my father's body. So when my father's body is suffering, I get affected by it. So that means getting affected is part there. So here seeing means mere witness, not getting affected, not attached at all to the body and the mind. So he remains a mere witness to the body. The body undergoes changes. The body will become fat. The body will become lean. The body will be running here and there. The body will be very tired. The body will be in a hospital. The body will be in a coma. The body will under extreme conditions. So it doesn't matter. The person remains a mere witness to whatever happens with the body. The same with the mind. So the mind goes through emotions. Kama adhyavastaya bramto. I think I forgot the shloka, but manomaya kosham. Mind means like kama adhi. It deludes us into kama adhyavastha. Kamam, krodham and all, it takes us into all those emotions. So kamam, krodham, lobham, moham, we can extend it to many such emotions. So all such emotions are characteristics of the mind. So all those emotions, like I am getting angry, I am getting happy, I am getting sad, all those emotions are part of the mind. those are not of the self. So anger comes, person witnesses those anger. Happiness comes, the person witnesses the happiness. Sorrow comes, a person witnesses sorrow. So can we really remain like that? When we are getting angry, like internally witnessing that anger? Frankly speaking, that is not really possible. What it means that the mind gets angry when it has to. So a person who remains a witness to the activities of the mind doesn't have any like and dislike. So he will not be propelled by like and dislike. So if he is not propelled by like and dislike, the mind requires the conscious self behind it. So if the self is not there, the mind is as good as not there. So the mind is a trickster. So the mind is someone like who wants to hide behind somebody else. So the mind does all its activities, but it doesn't want to come in the front. The mind or ego, all those are exactly the same. Exactly means they are all thoughts. So all those, they want to hide. Antakkaranam wants to hide behind the self. So that the self does activities, antakkaranam. The antakkaranam does activities and keeps the self in the front as a dummy. So if the self says, I am not going to let you use me. I am not going to let you use me into getting into emotions. I am not going to let you use me like to get into raga dvesham, getting into problems, because I am ever blissful. So why should I need all this? I don't need any emotions. So if the self says and like stands aside, yeah. So then the mind cannot get into any of those. So the mind then will do only proper things, whatever is required. So the mind will get angry whenever it has to. It has to means that anger will have a purpose. So we can see from Mahatma, like Amma, because Balakrishna Nair is an exception. He never gets angry. So such Jivan Muktas are very rare. Even Nachu gets angry, Paramatma gets angry. All those people, like Balakrishna Nair, is a very rare case where a person is always happy, always blissful. But like if we look at Amma, whenever Amma gets angry, that anger has a purpose. Whenever Amma gets attached to somebody, so much attached, like likes somebody, that also has a purpose. So anything such a spiritual master does, the mind and the body of the spiritual master does, that will have a purpose. So anything like that that is done by remaining or abiding as the self has a purpose, and that purpose will be fully served. So that is why activities performed by such realized masters will always be fruitful. It will help, like it will be it will have like multi purpose. It will serve multiple purposes. So when such a Mahatma does one activity, it will not help just one person, it will help a lot of people. So when Shankara established the four matas, so the new song, like Shankara Panchakam talks about it. So Shankara established a matas, four matas, it has multiple purposes there. So Shankara established matas so that the teachings can happen, people will teach, and then a representative of Advaita is always there to guide us, to remain as an acharya, guiding us not just through teaching but through example, through implementation as well. That is one thing. Another thing is the Vedas. So each of the matas have Vedas, so they specialize in that Veda. Yet another thing is Dashanami Sannyasam. The 10 Sannyasa order, few come from each of those four matas. So in just that one activity has multiple purpose. It is not just one purpose, but it is many purpose. So it serves many purpose. So one Bhagavad Gita that Krishna instructed to just one person of Arjuna has multiple purposes. One, it helps Arjuna. Two, it gives immense bliss to Sanjaya, who is seeing it, like who is explaining it to Dhritarashtra. for Dhritarashtra also it serves as a way to give him more knowledge, whatever knowledge he has already gained from Sanat Sujata Maharshi and Vidura. It helps in strengthening it. And then for sadhakas, many, many sadhakas like us, it helps in many, many ways. It's not just one way. So it helps in many, many ways. It helps in shravanam, it helps in mananam, it helps in nididhyasanam, it helps in clearing doubts. Whenever we have a doubt, there have been people who say, like, whenever I have a doubt, I just open one page of Bhagavad Gita, I get a shloka, and my doubts get solved. So, okay, don't try that. Don't ask a doubt yourself and then open a book and say, oh, when I opened a book, the shloka that came was Arjuna saying that, oh, my hands are shaking. What would happen is, like, we will also shake. So that is what will happen. So anyway, that is not the purpose. The main goal of mentioning that is that any action that happens from a spiritual master will always be good. So, loka sangrahartha. When in the third chapter of Gita, Krishna says that a spiritual master is always content in himself. So, he is content in himself. So, such a person who is content with himself, as we saw, Swananda Bhavya Paritushti Mantaha. A person who is content after kamam. So there is no desire. If there is no desire, then there is no action. So such a person cannot do any action. So a Kaupinadhari might not do any action, but the same Kaupinadhari of Ramana Maharshi did many actions like building the ashram, doing meditation, guiding people and all. So why do they do actions? Because yadyad acharati sreshtaha. Tattadeva itaro janaha sayat pramanam kurute lokas tadanu vartate. So whatever a great person does, a role model does, people emulate. So people look upon such role models in order to perform actions. So therefore these role models, they will also follow normal rules in implementing or in performing actions. So they will not skip actions, they will do actions in the way it has to be done so that people can learn from them. So whatever be the actions they do, so we may see them getting into anger, getting into attachment, but internally they are unaffected, they remain a witness, dehadi bhavam parivartayantaha, they just remain a mere witness to the changes, to the activities of the body and the mind at all times. And as a result of that, they will remain ever blissful. Svatmanam atmani avalokayantaha. He sees the self in the self. So in himself he sees the self. Svatmanam, his own self, Atmani, in the self he sees. So that means he doesn't see what this shloka, what it means, the first two lines, what it means is that he doesn't have any notion of body, mind or any other thing. So he remains as the self, he sees the self in the self, that means he sees himself as the self at all times. So irrespective of whether he is sleeping, whether drinking, whether talking, whether walking, wherever he is, whether he is doing meditation, whether he is eating food, whether he is in his own country, whether he is in a foreign country, irrespective of place, time, any such restriction, such a person remains as the self. So he always remembers his very nature to be self. He never forgets that he is the self. So I am self, that notion is always there with such a yati. And this state, like where if a person is able to remain as the self, see himself as the self. So what is the self? The nature of the self is Sachidanandam. So when a person sees us and has found out his own self, then that means such a person will remain ever blissful. And when such a person who remains ever blissful will not have any sorrow, sorrow doesn't taint the person at all. So if sorrow doesn't taint a person, then there is no problem. Life will become very blissful. So life will become very smooth, and that is what the Shastra say as life becomes, or Janma Safalyam, life gets fulfilled. Life becomes fulfilled. And such a person sees everything as the self. Everything is perceived as the self. Everything is perceived as one. Advaitam. So Advaita Bhavam. Without Advaita Bhavam. So if we think like I'll just be a Sakshi Bhavam, I will implement Sakshi Bhavam. So Sakshi Bhavam is only possible when we remember everything as one Brahman. So if we don't get rid of Raga Dvesham, Sakshi Bhavam is impossible. That's why many people try this Sakshi Bhavam. They say, I will remain a Sakshi, and then they commit big blunders. So Sakshi Bhavam means we are not affected by anything. How will we be unaffected by everything? Only when we are not attached to anything. Why aren't we attached to the world? We are not attached to the world because the world is an illusion. If the world is an illusion, then what is it? It is Brahman. So without Advaita Brahma Bhavam, internally remembering that everything is one Brahman, while externally still perceiving duality, Sakshi Bhavam is impossible to implement. So Sakshi Bhavam requires this knowledge. Sakshi Bhavam requires us to keep in mind that everything is one Brahman. Without remembering that everything is Brahman, Sakshi Bhavam is impossible. So if we think we can just directly implement Sakshi Bhavam, I don't like Advaitam, I don't like seeing this entire world as Brahman. That doesn't appeal to my mind. Sakshi Bhavam appeals, and it is very easy to implement, and I'll try implementing, then we will fail very soon. So without this Jnanam, Sakshi Bhavam will not be effective, Sakshi Bhavam will not be valid. Therefore we have to have Jnanam. And when that Jnanam is there, Sakshi Bhavam, we don't even have to strive for Sakshi Bhavam. If that jnanam that everything is one Brahman is there, then where is Sakshi Bhavam? Automatically comes. We don't have to implement Sakshi Bhavam. We'll remain blissful. Whether the world is progressing towards a third world war, whether the world is going into a global cooling or global warming, whether a tsunami is hitting the world, whether storms are hitting the world, whether the economy is progressing or not, whether Obama is releasing a new healthcare plan, we won't bother about any of those. We'll not really worry about any of those because we know that everything is one Brahman, and we are always blissful. If we are always blissful, then all these are just doings. Doing means activities. Activities will always happen. Activities, the world is such that activities will always go on. And the activities of the world are beyond our apprehension. So many people think that the world is based on rules. Obviously, the world is based on rules that we can say there are specific rules for the world, that the world goes by those rules. A, B, something like that. We can say time is there, space is there, global cooling is there, traffic rules, all those are there. But the world, if we try to analyze more of this world, there is only one conclusion that we can come to, that the world as a duality, as filled with dual objects, is just an illusion. That is the only conclusion that we can come to. That is the only conclusion we can come to, because everything is in total chaotic situation. So all of a sudden, one snowstorm comes and things affect. So this is Christmas, it is snowing heavily in the mid west and the mid US. So because it is snowing, interstates are closed, people cannot go out, people are stranded on highways, so life gets stalled. So people would have thought, I am going to do this Christmas, I am going to spend this way, that way, but everything gets stalled. No, nothing can be predicted. So So people predict like this will happen. There is a new hurricane coming. But the hurricane would just glaze and then go. It won't affect. So people would have rarely thought that in India there will be huge rain and floods will happen. But in Mumbai floods happen. And Chennai, where it rarely used to rain 5 or 6 years back, it rained heavily. Water was till knee deep water was there in most of the places. So when we think like we know, we can predict, we find that the world is unpredictable. Unpredictability is with the very nature of the world, because it is anithyam. Anithyam means that it is constantly changing. Nalini dalagatam ati taralam tadvat jivitam atishaya chapalam. This world, atishayam, excessiveness is part of this world. This world is constantly, excessiveness means it is constantly changing. We cannot predict. No, it is changing each and every moment. Of course, that's why Amma says, like Amma clarifies Vedanta beautifully by saying there, what Acharya say is not the world, but the ego. So ego means duality. Duality means world as nama rupam. Such a world is being spoken about as changing. The world in its real essence, which is Brahman. So jnana drishtya. With jnana drishti, pashyet brahmamayam jagat. So if a person has jnana drishti, drishtim jnanamayim kritva pashyet brahmamayam jagat. So if a person has jnana drishti, then a person pierces through the names and forms. The unpredictability of the world is because it's an illusion. Illusion is the name and form. Remove that name and form. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja. Remove, negate that name and form. In that name and form is renounce. What remains behind is ishavasyam idam sarvam. So when a person pierces through the name and form and sees everything as Brahman, then the same world becomes predictable. Predictable means like how predictable? It is very predictable. There is only one thing that we can get out of the world. It is Anandam. But until then, the world seems a place of total sorrow, because it is unpredictable. It changes. Therefore, it gives sorrow. So in these sorrows, we have to remember, we have to pierce through the name and form. If we see names and forms, we will get sorrow, and sorrow alone. Nothing going to a spiritual master like Amma or listening to a lot of discourses will not help. Because why? Nāyam ātmā pravacanena labhyo na medaya na bahuna shrutena na iva vācha na manaso praptum shakyo. Astiti bruvato, astiti bruvato, anyatra tat katam labhyate. So this self cannot be known through words, mind, and any other means. The self is known through how? Astiti, it is there. Who says it is there? The self itself repeats internally, I am there, I am there. With that conviction, and when a guru says, like when the Shastra say, you are that self which is always there, what else is needed to know? What else can help us to know? Nothing else can help us know. Nothing else will help us know, because that is, the self cannot be known through any means. Mano vacha magochara. It cannot be known through the mind or the mind or the intellect. So when we go to for a discourse, we are using our ears, we are using our mind. When we do our own mananam, we are using our intellect. Mananam is good, but mananam should lead us to a state where we get rid of nama rupam. If that doesn't happen, if our mananam doesn't include nama rupam, that's why shravana manana didhyasanam means, shravanam itself means listening to the import of the Shastra with lingas. Import of the Shastra, what is the import of the Shastras? Brahma satyam jagan mithya jivo brahmeva naparaha. That like there is only one Brahman here. This world, nama rupam, is mithya. I, the I that are that which pulsates inside as I exist each and every minute, that is Brahman. So that is the import of the Shastra. The import of the Shastra is Advitiya Satyam. Import of the Shastra is Advaitam. Brahman Nirguna Parabrahman. If we don't include that in our Shravanam, in listening or reflection or even contemplation, then that will not help us in giving us happiness. So we may think, like we may think that by going to a spiritual master or doing some kind of contemplation, we may realize, there is only Krishna. If we say there is only Krishna, we will progress, because yetu sarvani karmani mai sanyasya matparaha ananyena eva yogena mam dhyayanta upasate tesham aham samuddharta mrityu samsara sagara bhavami nachirat patha mayaveshita chetasam. So there will be a person like who offers all actions onto a particular deity, a form, and sees that form everywhere. Such a person will be saved by the Lord himself, because his world is pervaded by that one form Lord. Then that means only one form Lord remains. When there is only one form, then where can there be the form? The form itself vanishes. Form, like when we call a form something which is limited in space, is called form. So if there is one form, when we say there is a form, which means there are other things apart from the form. But when everything becomes one form, there is everything. There is no everything, there is only one. So that's how Ishvara will protect us. If we see that Ishvara everywhere, but instead, if we just get into like, my God is greater, your God is not greater, then we'll not have any gati, we'll be running here and there, we will face a lot of problems, and then in the name of religion, in the name of God, we will be fighting, we'll be killing people, we'll be doing a lot of trouble to ourselves, trouble to others, and that means we are no good than worldly people. So such a desire will be always there that my God is greater. So raga dvesham will be there. When raga dvesham is there, if that raga dvesham is with respect to one Brahman and or one Ishvara, which means like we pervade that world. Ishvara means, who is Ishvara? All pervasive truth is Ishvara. So all pervasive truth with a form also is fine. Kama krodha adhikam san tasmin neva karaniyam. So if you have kama krodham, if you need to have kama krodham, as Narada says, have it towards Ishvara. So if we have it towards Ishvara, what is Ishvara? Ishvara is all pervasive. Ishvara is supreme goal. Ishvara is supreme truth. So when we remember that, then where is kama krodham? Kama krodham will immediately vanish. But if we have kama krodham, with a particular form, with a particular perception of God, other than the notion that Ishvara is all pervasive, Ishvara is one ultimate truth, then kamat krodho vijayate, krodhat bhavati sammoha, sammoha smriti vibhrama, smriti bhramshat buddhinasho, buddhinashat pranashyati. Kamam will lead to krodham, it will lead to anger when our desires are not fulfilled. And krodhat bhavati sammoha, when anger comes, we get deluded, we don't know what we are doing. So we get deluded. Delusion means like we don't know what is true, what is right, what is wrong. Smriti vibhrama, that leads to a loss of memory. Loss of memory means whatever we have learned as to how to behave, how to do things, what it would lead to. If we get angry, what it would lead to, we remember, but like we don't remember it now. Why? Because smriti gets lost. In smriti bramshad, buddhi nasham, buddhi is not there. Buddhi, intellect, if we want to use our intellect to figure out what is right or wrong, how do we know what is right or wrong? There is already a store, so that is smriti. So we have a memory, chittam. We have chittam where things are so stored. When we learn something, this is right, this is not right. When as a child, like when we learn, don't put your hand on fire, and we try it out, then we store it in our chittam saying that, don't put hand on fire, fire will burn. We remember that. Since we remember that, we will not put it again. So the buddhi uses chittam. If chittam is blank, that's why many people are not able to progress in the spiritual path. Though they have listened to a lot of scriptural texts, they are doing a lot of sadhana, they don't progress. Why? They don't remember shlokas. Shlokas are essential. Shlokas are concepts. Like if we don't remember shlokas and concepts in our mind, like when something happens to our body, how would we be able to repeat saying that this body is an illusion? We'll not be able to. We have to remember. If we don't remember, then like we'll not be able to contemplate. So everything is one Brahman is also fine. But everything is one Brahman means what is this body? We have to know what is this body. What is this body? Name and form. And when faced with a problem with this name and form of body, then what should be done? That also again we have to look up in the chitta. What will the chittam say then? Yat karoshi dashnasi yat juhoshi dadasi yat tapasisi kaunteya tat kurushu madarpanam. Do it as an offering unto me. So my body is paining. So let me take in a tablet. So I'll take in a tablet and then offer it to Ishvara. Or along with taking the tablet, I'll remind myself that I am not this body, I am Brahman. But this body is somehow there, it is just rolled. So I'll try my best, my level best to keep up this rule, keep up this body. So as long as this body, I am able to keep up this body, I'll be happy. If I am not able to keep up this body, still I'll be happy because I know this is just a role play. So if you have to remember that, we have to have Smriti, something, remembrance, memory should be there. We have to store something. A mind which hasn't stored anything will not benefit out of it. So after going for a discourse for 1 hour, like after coming back, if we have to use our intelligence, intellect to implement something, we have to remember what we learned. So when somebody asks, okay, what did you learn from there? Oh, I learned that, like, that there was a joke about laddus. That is what I learned. Oh, then like what do you intend to do with that knowledge? I intend to eat few laddus now. That is how it will be. At least good, okay. No, if it is very good, like it is very good to eat laddus. But then what will happen? The next day either like the person will be in the bathroom or the person like will have to go to the doctor. Why? Diabetes. I forgot, like my memory got lost that like I had diabetes, therefore I ate laddus. That should not be the case. We should have our memory. You know, we have to store things. So if things are not stored, the intellect will not be able to use. If the intellect is not able to use, it will not be able to direct the mind properly. If the intellect is not used, the mind runs here and there. That is the purpose of the mind. The mind runs here and there. The mind worries a lot. The mind will cause trouble. The mind itself means something which is totally confused. Confused means sorrow. So the intellect has to guide the mind and say, Oh mind, don't worry. Bhajare re manasa. Why do we sing all those like bhajare re manasa? Manasa guru guha rupam bhajare. Why do we say mind? So the mind, like the mind has to be instructed. The mind is in confused state. The mind has to be instructed. If the mind has to be instructed, there is only one thing that can control the mind, and that is the intellect. Or input in Katha Upanishad's beautiful analogy. We may have discussed, but like again, in brief. Atmanam ratinam viddi, shariram ratam evatu, buddhim tu saratim viddi, manapragraham evacha, indriyani hayanyahur, vishyan steshu gocharam, atma indriya manu yuktam, atma indriya manu yuktam, bokte tyahur manishinahat. It's a very beautiful illustration. So people who say that Vedanta doesn't have any thrill, Vedanta doesn't have any attraction in it, they are completely wrong. There are like works, there are things that are explained very beautifully and very beautiful analogies. And ultimately Vedanta is a very beautiful perspective. The perspective of seeing everything as Brahman itself is very beautiful. But even in while learning Vedanta, we can see there are many analogies given, there are many examples, very beautiful ones given. So here Katha Upanishad compares our path, the spiritual path itself, like a journey taken in a chariot. So there is a chariot, so we are going from A to B. So the goal is moksha, So the goal is moksha. Who is traveling there? The traveling person is the jiva, the individual self. So individual self is traveling towards Brahman, becoming one with Brahman. That means like becoming the sakshi. Oh, becoming the sakshi. After that, the jiva will be there, ego will be there. It doesn't matter. After sun comes, what does it matter whether the stars are there or not? Stars are there. It doesn't matter whether stars are there or not. They are not active. That is the point. If a person realizes, then ahankaram, jiva, everything will be there. Maybe there. Maybe or will be there. We can't say exactly. Until we realize, we will not know that state. But what does it matter? It won't cause any problem. If it doesn't cause any problem, then what does it matter if it is there? It doesn't matter. Anyway, the jiva goes towards realizing itself to be Brahman. So in the chariot, the person in the chariot, the person taking up the journey is the jiva, is the individual self. And this individual self enters into enjoyment. So individual, we'll come to that. The individual self enjoys. So atma indriya mano yuktam bhokta iti ahur manishinah. People say that this atma, this self, individual self which is associated with the body and the mind, that is bhokta, enjoyer. It enjoys a lot of things. Along with all those enjoyment, if it enjoys Brahman, svānanda bhāve parituṣṭi mantaha, if it enjoys Brahman, then everything will be very smooth. There will be no problem, but that doesn't happen. So it enjoys. So this Atman is driving in the ratham, the ratham chariot. The charioteer, the person driving the chariot is buddhi. And the rope is mind. And the horses, five horses are there. Those are the indriyas, 5 or 10 if we consider sense organs of action and perception. And the path that is being traversed, that is vishayas, that is objects. So in this path, we have to remain focused. We have to remain controlled. We have to keep the goal in mind, else we will enjoy everything that is on the way. I mean, we will be lost. And who is the most important person in this path? Buddhi, the charioteer. If the charioteer is proper, then he will control the indriyas through the mind. If the charioteer is not proper, then the mind is not under control. He doesn't hold it. He looks here and there, so he doesn't hold the ropes. When he doesn't hold the ropes along with the ropes will be pulled by the sense organs. The mind doesn't have any control. So the intellect has to be strong so that it can control the indriyas through the mind, enjoying little bit. Illabase nija karmopatam. So whatever is attained, being content with that and keeping the goal in focus, this Atman which is enjoying sensual pleasures now will end up enjoying Brahman. And when it enjoys Brahman, then there will be no sorrow, there will be no problem at all. So that is it's a beautiful explanation given in the Katha Upanishad. So after this explanation, the Upanishad itself says like this same thing, that buddhi, if the buddhi is proper, ayuktam, it is yuktam or ayuktam. If the buddhi is proper, if the buddhi is not proper, what will happen? And all those are also given. Interested people can go through that. But for now, so we have to have a proper intellect. If a proper intellect is not there, then buddhi nashat pranashyati. If buddhi is not proper, we will get lost, we will get destroyed. Destroyed means we will suffer. If buddhi has to work, then smriti has to be there. If smriti is there, we will remember that na antam, na madhyam, na bahismarantaha. A person who has proper memory would remember that there is no beginning, na antam, no end, na madhyam. No internal, no middle, no outside. Internal, external, beginning, end. What are those? Echaginchit jagat sarvam drishyate shruyate piva antar bahishtatat sarvam vyapyan narayana sthitaha. So inside, outside, etc. is one Ishvara, one Brahman. Aham adishcha madhyam cha bhutanam anta evacha, beginning, middle, end, and everything is one Brahman. So he doesn't think about any such differentiation. So kaupina vantaha kalu bhagyavantaha. Such a kaupina dhari is very blessed indeed. He doesn't differentiate. There is no bhedam. There is no dvaitam. So since there is no dvaitam, through the mind like he asserts it every minute. Because he abides as the Advitiya Satyam, therefore in the mind, Manasai Vedam Aptavyam Neha Nanasti Kinchana. Know through the mind that there is no duality at all. So externally duality will still continue, but internally such a person remains as the self. So when such a person internally remains, abides as the self, there is no external, there is no internal, there is no beginning, there is no end, there is no dvandva bhavam, nirdvandvam. Such a person goes beyond dual notions. When a person goes beyond dual notions, then the only experience that a person has is nandati, nandati, nandatyeva, or anandam, anandam, and anandam alone. So that is what is to be attained. So conquering the body notions, conquering the mind notion, all these can be done through just remembering that everything is one Brahman. Whatever happens, yanmamastu tadastu me, whatever may happen, I am going to remember that this entire world is Brahman. Namarupam is just mithya, is only an illusion. Whatever is there is one Brahman, and Brahman and Brahman alone. I am going to remember that. So that is what like we have to do in order to achieve the state that the Kaupina Dari is there, person or a Yati is there, so that our lives also will become blessed with bliss pervading our life. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to achieve that in this very birth itself. We'll continue later. Namaskar.